The truth of the matter is that before now, the president had held a meeting with labor and other stakeholders in civil society as well as other groups to discuss the matter of the complete deregulation of the downstream sector. And what the president has since done is also to announce a committee led by a former Chief Justice of Nigeria, Justice Alpha Begore, to also continue to meet with labor leaders and other stakeholders to make it very clear that the deregulation of the downstream sector is in the best interest of Nigerians, that the old regime of fuel subsidy is unsustainable, and that although there may be initial pain, the long-term gains for Nigerians generally will be a lot more beneficial both to Nigerians and the national economy. The whole intention of deregulation is to check wastages in the system, leakages, inefficiencies, and to check corruption. And the emphasis is on increasing competitiveness, raising the level of efficiency, and also ensuring that there is greater transparency in the downstream sector. Now, for the past 2 months, our government has made very serious efforts to continue to communicate this. And Mr. President has not given up on this because he believes that leadership is what is called for at this moment, and that is what is providing. And leadership is not about populism. Leadership is about doing what is right. And he is convinced that what he is doing is right, and that the Nigerian people, in the long run, will see the wisdom of the decision of the administration.
Mr. Abati, the president held a meeting with his cabinet to specifically strategize about this latest policy decision that he's made. What is the next step forward in regards to public workers to embark on a strike Monday?
Well, it is true that, a meeting was held today, a meeting of council. But the truth of the matter is that the Executive Council of the Federation meets every Wednesday. Now, at the meeting today, the subject of deregulation was discussed. And the main issue of discussion is how, every ministry, department, and agency can be immediately mobilized to begin to deliver on the various, programs that have been outlined in a document called the Subsidy Reinvestment and Empowerment Program, which outlines the rationale for discontinuing subsidies and also the program of action, the robust program of action by government to alleviate poverty and to cushion the initial pains that the people may experience. And these various programs are in different aspects of the economy, road infrastructure, rail transport, water agriculture, ICT projects, and so on. And today, what came out of CAPTU was the determination to move immediately in all of these areas and to begin to address the initial fears of the masses. Now, one of the outcomes has to do with the decision to address transportation challenges. Another has to do with the decision to begin to work immediately on a railway. Another decision has to do with the resolve that government will ensure that nobody uses the current situation in the country, be they masters or any other group, to exploit the people of Nigeria. And this is a way of the president and the administration demonstrating that, they understand the concerns of Nigerians and that the president particularly empathizes with all Nigerians, that he wants them to realize and wants to reassure them of his commitment to moving this country forward. The issue is that for Nigeria to move forward, for it to become one of the leading 20 economies in the world by 2020, certain tough decisions need to be taken to strengthen the economy, to check wastages, and to re-energize the economic development process.
Obviously, the trade union and the Labour Congress are not happy. How is the government going to engage them to address their concerns before Monday? Because they have declared Monday as a public strike, and that is when they're going to begin. It's going to affect the day-to-day activities of the ordinary Nigerian.
The president 2 days ago had set up a committee with a specific mandate to begin work immediately to reach out to labor. And that process has already started, and I believe that committee will continue to reach out to labor, and hopefully it will be possible to persuade the labor to understand that government appreciates the concerns of Nigerians, but that this is a decision that is necessary and that is in the best interest of the Nigerian people.